About damn time. Jeez.
Well, I was up drinking some Gatorade just because I felt like I needed to be hydrated.
Good. You seem like you're out of breath.
Well, I walked out.
I was so parched. I had just gotten out of the desert and I needed to drink some Gatorade right away.
I was out of breath because I had to walk downstairs, Rob, and I don't know if you know how difficult that is for me.
I mean, I
that's why one of those many mysteries that is Bob K.
You are certainly a man of mystery.
So, all right, well, we're ready. I'm rolling, and we're at...
We already started the episode, right?
I think we did.
I mean, some of this is going to make it in the episode.
We just
got to do the opening, you know.
We got to tell people who we are and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, which usually goes something along the lines of, hi, hey, welcome to the Two Bobs. I'm Rob.
Hi, hey, and I'm Robert. And you're listening to episode 76 for Monday, September 17th, 2018.
This week on the Two Bobs.
Robert killing mousies.
I don't even know what the fuck we're talking about this week. This week on the Two Bobs, we've had 2 weeks to prepare for this one, so
who knows?
Well, I'm looking for like something. So batten down your hatches.
We apologize in advance.
Make sure you tighten your suspenders for this one. We're going to talk about the beer that we are drinking.
What?
We're going to talk about a special surprise Alexa shopping lists.
And this week, our crazy news takes us all over the country. To talk about a mugshot, a drive-thru, a Wet Willy assault, cookies, a naked thief, and a power outage.
It's just a power outage in an explosion. An explosive power outage.
We can't tell people, Rob. Yeah, like every week, it seems like you're wanting to give away the thing. They got to listen to the whole show to find out what the power outage was about.
Well, I mean, but it just sounds, if you say just a power outage, it sounds like they're like, you know,
just like a regular power outage.
Bitches, because it's updating database. What the fuck's happening here? Why is shit updating right now?
Fuck is that you. Spider on your shoulder?
It probably is. No, but it sounds like you're just talking to like Florida man is arrested because his power goes out and he kills his neighbor. But like,
all he had to do was flip the switch and the power would have come back on. If you say
an explosive power outage, people want to know what the fuck we're talking about then. You know, you got to sell them on it. You got to give them just enough to suck them in so they listen to the whole fucking episode. A whole hour.
Well, I do give them just enough. I said it's a power outage. Like, oh, why? That's what's so crazy stupid. About that? That it goes in crazy news.
Yeah, they're like
the two Bobs put it out there.
Like, no, they'd be
it's
like,
gotta,
oh,
it's got to be crazy.
All they're going to talk about is a power outage. That's fucking stupid. And they shut us off and they put Corolla on.
No, anybody that knows what the crazy news is about will know that a power outage has got to be more than just a power outage. That's the appetizer.
I think they think that the Bobs have lost their edge and they're just talking about power outages. We'll have to agree to disagree. I feel like you got to give them more. You got to give them something. Are we still doing the recap here? Is this Mr.
Well, now you told everybody that's called the recap. That's proprietary.
Why is it like you fucking trademarked it?
The Two Bobs recap. They don't know. They think that we just do this and it just happens.
They don't know it's actually a thing. Like we plan this out.
Yeah, we plan it out.
Oh boy.
Usually
do they know that we're too drunk
to write this
you
shit?
You think
down?
Anybody's figured out that we actually do the recap after we've recorded the episode?
Shh.
They're like, why do the Bobs sound like they're inebriated, but then they sound like they're sober right after? That's weird.
And, right. All of a sudden, they like flip a switch. They went from incoherent sentences to actually somewhat coherent.
They're slurring their words. They haven't even started drinking their beers yet.
Great. Now, cat's out of the bag, Rob.
Oh, man. We're giving away all of our secrets. That's how the great podcasters of the world do their episodes.
Well, now what's going to happen is going to go from this jumbled mess to, yeah, and so how was your weekend? What did you do? What did you do since the last time we spoke?
Yeah, but then they'll at least they'll appreciate the progression and how that all works.
The slow spiral that eventually, like a roller coaster, it gets faster and faster as it goes down the hill. Is that Kelly looking for you?
I texted her and she goes, "What you doing?" I said, "Podcasting with Bob K."
Well, as you should be.
Oh, boy. Yeah. Hi, Hay's a thing now. I did it on accident, but
I'm going to say hi. That's a thing.
Hey. Oh.
It'll be viral before you know it. Everybody will be saying it'll be hashtag hi, Hay.
I think people were probably they're probably glad to hear our voices again, knowing that we're alive. Robert has a hurricane barreling straight toward his house right now. And, you know, I think it's heading south. I think you're in the clear for the most part.
Yeah, it's going to give us some rain, I think, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, that sort of thing. But I don't think it's going to be as bad. And I'm actually glad about that since my basement is actually finally dry. The last thing I need is 40 more inches of water down
there. No, this is great. You got to test out the new sub pump now.
Yeah, well, no, the sub pump's still there. It's just it doesn't leak.
Oh, that's important, too.
That's good. But I do want a battery backup.
Test the integrity. I want to get a water backup for mine. I've been saying that for like 10 years, though, and I still just roll the dice. But
a battery backup? Or what's a water backup for a sump pump? The battery one, so if the power goes out?
No. So I had a battery backup, but then the battery went bad, and I just didn't do anything with it.
A water backup
will uses real physics and science and such to push the water out. As long as you have water pressure, a water backup will continue to pump water out of your house without the need for electricity or batteries.
All right. Well, that sounds more ideal than having to fool with one of those rechargeable NiCads or nickel metal hydride, I'm sure, that end up dying, and then it'll fail you when you need it. So something just revolves around physics will certainly be more reliable, I hope.
And mine used to make terrible noises, beeping noises, and I could never figure out how to make it stop. So usually I just unplug it. I'll show you. It really didn't serve much of a purpose, if I'm being honest with you. But anyway, last week, you know, life got in the way, blah, blah, blah. You know, it turns out that we have things that happen in our lives outside of recording podcasts. But anyway, we're back at it this week. So
I missed it, too. It's been one of those weeks.
We have so much catching up to do because we don't talk in between.
No, between. We don't.
Although Kelly today, it was funny because I was super busy at work and she was texting me and I wasn't responding.
I know how that is.
And she was, that's what I told her. She's like, you probably talked to Robert more than me. I'm like, actually, I ignored Robert all day long too. Don't worry about that. I was very busy.
I can attest to that too.
Exactly. So. Anyway,
that's why you're not on my 911 list, because I might need actually somebody to respond. I mean, you would be like, oh, fuck that guy.
I glanced down at my watch, and I'm like, I don't have time for that right now.
But, asshole. You
know, yeah, you're welcome. Let's drink some beer.
Oh, well, you jumped right into it. I wasn't even prepared. I was still talking. Oh, but
I'm sorry. No, go ahead. You have more to say before we drink beer.
No, I don't. I just...
Please, let's extend the time until I can drink my beer.
I hadn't put it on the right page on my little board here, but I'm ready.
Man.
Hey, bartender!
A lot of sorts.
Usually there's a little bit of a cue in there somewhere that I get on, or I just kind of have it ready because I'm ready to move on, but I guess just call it rust.
Hold on, I gotta enter my date of birth into the website before I talk about my beer. Oh, it's smart enough to know that once I enter my year, it's like, all right, it doesn't matter what day you were born that year. You're over 21, so we're good. So this week, I'm excited about my beer, and actually, I bought a 4-pack of these, and I already drank one last week in celebration of, I don't know, I just really wanted to drink the beer, and I was like, shit, I gotta wait a week, and I was like, no, I don't have to wait a week, I can, it's my life, I do what I want, so.
You're not supposed to tell me that, though, you're supposed to just assume it's new, so way I don't, you know, put an asterisk next to your review or anything.
Well, it's new. Listen, I'm not drinking beer that we've drank on the show before. I'm not you. This is all brand new to the Two Bobs world. However, I did drink one last week, and it was very tasty. And what I have here is from our friends over at Bell's.
Oh yeah,
it is a funny thing. My backup or my secondary beer is coincidentally from Bell's as well. But what I have here is a 30th anniversary cherry stout reserve. Yeah. So it's a commemorative batch. It says this version was brewed. In commemoration of the 30th anniversary of our cherry stout, another specialty beer that was first brewed in 1988 as a nod to a local homebrew club, stop interrupting me, in Kalamazoo, Michigan, and has grown to be one of the most anticipated beers we brew at the brewery every year. We brewed a version of cherry stout in 2001 using oak chips and cherry pits. This time around, we decided to brew with whole cherries and oak chips. Oh, yeah. Coming in at 9% alcohol by volume, this commemorative batch is a celebration of what cherry stout means to us. So as I already mentioned, this is a 9% alcohol by volume. It is a kind of a limited release, that they're kind of a single batch type of beer. Really what it is, it's an American stout brewed with cherries, whole cherries, and apparently wood chips. Oh, wait, no. Oak this and oak chips.
And, this beer has wood in it.
This is chunks of, like...
Well, you drank one with tomatoes. I wouldn't be surprised if one actually had wood in it.
Oh, my God. That was... I still have nightmares about drinking that beer. But anyway, this is available in a 4-pack. Okay. Or it's also a beer... you can also get a draft somewhere. I don't know anywhere where you can get it on draft, but anyway, I already had some last week. I'm going to drink some more to remind myself of the beer, and then I'll go from there. It's really good.
You like it? Well, it's Bell's, of course.
It is Bell's, but it's a nice cherry stout. Considering it's a little bit higher on the alcohol by volume scale, it's at 9%. It doesn't taste boozy at all. It's quite smooth. It pours really dark with a little bit of a reddish color to it. I'd say medium bodied. You can taste a nice cherry presence right at the beginning. That's the first thing that hits you, is that cherry presence, and then afterward you get a little bit of the smokiness from the oak chips, but it's a nice balance of flavor. It's a really, really good solid beer. I rated it at 4.5 on Untappd, it's one that I would pick more. I'd buy more of it, except it is a limited release. So if I see any more at one of my spots that I get beer coming up here, I might have to get some more. But Bell's has been good to me. We've had Bell's a couple of times.
Yeah.
Episode 36, Kiki or Fudgy. I had a Bell's special cream stout, which I really enjoyed as well. Episode 44, Crotch Nuggets. I had a Bell's Arabica Dabra coffee milk stout.
Yeah, I've had that. It's good.
Episode 46, Christmas is Fuck. I had a Bell's Expedition Stout, another solid beer. I don't know if I've ever had a beer that I haven't liked from them. Episode 55, Magical Leoplorodon. You had a Bell's Porter, which is another solid brew from Bell's. Yeah. So we've had it a bunch of times. My second beer, as I mentioned, is also a Bell's. It's just a Bell's Oberon. I'm trying to get through this, like the some of the summer beers that I just picked up to drink as we head into fall here, and I can start restocking with some more fall type of beers. But again, another really, really good beer from Bell's. I feel like they always come through for us, and highly recommended beer from them. It's the, again, 30th anniversary Cherry Stout Reserve.
I'm gonna have to look for that, because we're definitely in an area where we can get Bell's, and I think Bell's is like Founders or a couple of those other breweries that just never disappoint. So if you're out there and looking for something new, and you happen to find something from Bell's, give it a shot.
I would say, aside from Founders, they might be number two in line for me as far as just breweries, because they make so many good beers.
Yeah. Well, I've got something that's a bit more unique as well along your cherry line, and this is going to our friends over at Southern Tier. And we first drank Southern Tier on episode TTB 024, Rob Like Sausage. Mm-hmm. I had the Southern Tier New School IPA, which is along the lines of what I normally have. Episode 46, Christmas as Fuck. When you had the Bell's Expedition Stout, I had a Southern Tier Imperial Chocolate Stout. And then on episode 49, Beer Pyramids, you had a Southern Tier Cinnamon Roll Imperial Ale.
Oh, that was good.
Yeah, it is good. And I've got a bottle here, and I almost bought another 4-pack when I saw those over there, but I resisted because I picked up a couple of things. Episode 59, Kelly Makes Burnt Brownies, which is totally fake news, I've heard. I had a Thick Mint Stout by Southern Tier.
She still hates you for that episode, by the way. She's still mad at you.
Get in line. and then another episode, I had the Cinnamon Roll. And this week, I've got from Southern Tier as well. It's the Blackwater Series Cherry Cordial Imperial Stout. And it does say it's a dessert beer, but I grabbed this because I like cherry cordials and I like Southern Tier, and I thought I'd give it a shot. But the website says new for 2018. Big juicy cherries covered in rich chocolate. Yes, not overly sweet, with just enough contrast between the fruit and the chocolate. Cherry cordial is every bit as tempting as it sounds. We're well known for our affection for decadent, flavorful, dessert-like beers, which have put us in... We're well known for our affection for decadent, flavorful, dessert-like beers, which has put us on an endless quest to brew the ultimate indulgence. Our dessert beers are a fusion of flavors, making each of them a perfect pairing for when one craves an exceptional stout, all of personality. And it's available in a 4-pack and in a big 500 milliliter. And it says on draft, but like you, I don't know where you would get it on draft. I did have the Thick Mint on draft, and it was really good, which is kind of really what made me want to branch into some more of these other flavors. So I'm going to give it another big old swig here and let you know what I think. It's not crazy news time there, oh, Mr. Cocky Nuts.
Mr. Cocky Nuts, get back online.
See, he's not in the swing of things either. Immediately, when I smell it, I put it up to my nose before I even taste it. Have you ever had those chocolate covered cherries that have the liquor in them? And it's a lot like that. You kind of get that. You smell the cherry, you smell the chocolate at the same time. So I'm gonna see if that taste comes through.
We're both popping cherries this week, huh?
That's right. It had me a big juicy cherries covered in chocolate. Yeah, it's really good. You taste the cherry in there, and you taste the chocolate. And like it says, it's not overly sweet, but the dessert beer, it pretty much is what it is. I don't know that you would drink this while you're watching a football game or anything like that, but I think at the end of the day, if you have some dinner and you want something a little bit late to just kind of chill and relax, this is a perfect beer to choose. And I rated it a 4.25. It could probably be 4.5, but I'd only had a sip when I tasted it, but I really like it. And nice. It's 10% alcohol by volume too, so nice and potent.
It looks delicious. Real men drink cherry cordial stouts, by the way. So
I figured
you go ahead and you go ahead and drink it during the football game. I'll drink it while I watch the Lions just take it right up the behind. It's great.
I'll sit there eating a quiche and drinking this, and I'll be all fine.
So I put something on the list for this week that was a little, and I came across, it's just kind of a funny little thing, I came across it a couple weeks ago at home, and I just had to share. So, we have our own version of Alexa as a co-host on our show.
We do.
And, I guess not our own version, it is Alexa. Alexa, how you doing tonight?
I'm good. Ready to help.
Perfect. So anyway, and we know that, I'm sure you've accidentally you've been talking in a room where there's an Echo device, and all of a sudden it goes like, boom, or it starts talking because Alexa thinks she heard her voice, but she didn't really. She's here listening right
Fresh
now.
Fresh off an Emmy Award win, John Legend is sticking with television and becoming a coach on NBC's The Voice. Legend won an Emmy as a producer of NBC's Jesus Christ Superstar Live in concert,
John Legend,
making him an EGOT. The term for someone who's won an Emmy, Grammy, Oscar and Tony Award. Legend will join fellow singers Kelly Clarkson, Adam Levine, and Blake Shelton on the show.
Podcast.
Oh, there we go.
Well, that was great. Well, we got the whole Wikipedia entry for John Legend. Thanks a lot, Alex. So she hears things, and yep. one of the features of Alexa. Damn it! I said her name again. Okay, so one of Alex's features is she will take requests for adding things to shopping lists or reordering things on Amazon because it's an Amazon device. Well, I was just looking through some of my shopping lists on my Amazon app
and I came
across a shopping list that is called, hold on, wait for it. Oh, actually, I have it right here. Called
Shut the Fuck Up, Robert.
Very nice. Shopping list.
Yeah.
And apparently it's the shopping list that she has put together, even though I've never requested anything being added onto the shopping list. And this stretches over a period of months. And I just wanted to go through some of the things that she thought that I've wanted to order and never even knew.
Okay.
The first one from December 19th, apparently I wanted her to order moms.
Right.
I already have a couple though, so I'm good there.
And I'm a pretty hip young mom, okay?
She sure is. On December 23rd, apparently I asked her to add Belle Twinkle Troll to my shopping list. Belle Twinkle Troll. On January 2nd, it just says, how? January 7th is Belle Alexa. I don't know what that is. I think that's something she wanted. January 26th, I added Haddent Bell Waterline. March 10th, I added Dan's Work. May 18th, I added Ritz. And September 5th, so this was just within the last couple of weeks, I added Living Bags.
So where do you want these fish bags?
So I figured I just kind of wanted to go through that. I'm sitting there in the family room a couple weeks ago with Kelly and just going through these and just cracking up. I'm like, these are all the things that she thinks that I've added to my shopping list over time.
Well, thankfully, I don't have any of those in mine. I do have one thing in there, just as four. So I know how many. I just don't know of what.
Oh, see, so four something.
I'm a yeah. Four Bell something.
Yeah. Well,
that's pretty good.
Yeah.
So anyways, how many do you have? I know you've got the show in the kitchen or wherever you have it now, but do you have any, you have one of the spots or dots or whatever the fuck it's called somewhere.
Yeah. So I have a show in the kitchen. We have an Echo in the master bedroom.
Well, that's the newer ones, like the mid kind of like, not the real tall tower that they have, but it's not the real short one like I've got.
No, it's a tall one.
Oh, okay.
It's a full-on Echo speaker. Yeah.
Yep.
It's like there's like cloth. It's made out of cloth on the outside or linen, whatever they call it.
Yep.
So we have that in the bedroom. And then we have there's a dot in Colin's bedroom.
Yeah.
I guess that's it.
Yeah. But what does he use it for? Mostly weather?
You know, I put it in there thinking he would enjoy it. Yeah. Mostly it just gets used for if I'm sitting on the couch drinking coffee and need to get his ass out of bed, I can just drop it on the bedroom and tell him to get up, or I can, you know, send little announcements there and stuff like that. He doesn't really use it. So I feel like I should, I don't know. I'd bring it down to my office. I'd bring it down to my office down here. But then the problem I'm going to run into is that, you know, when I talk and use her name, I'm going to get this one here answering and then the one that we have hooked up through the podcast answering.
Yeah.
So maybe I'll take it to work. We have Wi-Fi at work now. I can hook it up.
Well, yeah, if you've got your own office, you can kind of set it up in there, do a little bit of music and Pandora and that kind of stuff.
I don't know. Yeah, I have a paranoid clientele, though. I feel like they'd think she was listening to us.
You're recording that shit. Not playing on your phone, though. Like me with the piece of clear tape over my camera so it doesn't see me, but my phone is right next to it with no tape over it.
Yeah.
Recording a lot more than I could ever hope it would not. Oh, well, that's good. Well, I was curious, though, if you thought that maybe if he had one in his room, or do you think it's something where it's just overheard the kids talking, or maybe Harrison said something to it, or Colin, or I mean, it's probably just random. Yeah. I mean, if you kind of go back to figure out what it might be during those times, it's probably hard going a year back. But
I mean, I think it's probably just, you know, they're hearing yeah. us. She's thinking we're adding things onto a shopping list, which clearly we're not. But.
Yeah. Well, that's pretty good. Well, I'll have to keep an eye. I never use that part because I never know how to get to it, and I don't like to dive through the Alexa app. But I see Mr. Cocky Nuts is out, and he's ready for crazy news, and I am too. George says hello, by the way.
They haven't talked in a couple weeks. They miss each other.
They do. They don't, and they don't have text machines like we do. And Melissa said, "I can always tell when you guys are down there because I hear that bird."
Kelly says she doesn't hear Cocky Nuts.
I said, "Well, no, that's just she hears George, and then she's wondering." I said, "Well, you know, that's usually when crazy news is." So,
by the way, I'm playing Words with Friends, and I keep nudging you, and you would just continue to ignore my request to play.
It's not on my main screen. I don't see it. And then I see the reminder, and then I go away, and then I don't come back. So I do have to play
it. That's all right. But anyway, so I changed my persona. I created a persona on Words with Friends called Mr. Cocky Nuts. And it's actually a picture. My avatar, whatever it's called, is actually a picture of Mr. Cocky Nuts. And I noticed I get a lot of ignored requests. Like a friend of mine that I used to work with, I sent her a request to play and she ignored me. So then I had to message her. I'm like, "Hey, I'm Mr. Cocky Nuts, by the way." And then I explain, I'm like, Harrison's the one that named Mr. Cocky Nuts. And she did. I don't know if she still listens to the podcast. She used to. Yeah. But anyway.
Episode 72 is when you can learn about Mr. Cocky Nuts for any of our new listeners.
Who are incredibly confused right now.
Like, why is there what, and they might not even know what it is, but it's a squeezable rooster that makes noise depending on how hard you squeeze them. Kind of like pretty much any guy.
Yeah, it depends on how hard you squeeze them.
All right.
Oh, boy. So
our first story take us.
Our first the music, story. Right? Yeah, you did. It was a while ago, though. You should play it again. Okay. So the first story takes us to the great state of Alabama.
Woo-hoo.
Spanish Fort, Alabama. I don't know if you've been there. You live you could probably drive there in like a couple hours, right?
Yes, I could.
where a man is accused of mooning, attacking woman, and he cries in his mugshot. He looks really sad in his mugshot after he mooned and attacked somebody. But it says here, Patrick Sullivan Lynch was arrested Tuesday night at Roos's in Spanish Fort after police say he mooned a woman, then knocked her to the ground. His mugshot shows him crying. The whole dispute was supposedly over a shopping cart. It happened shortly before 5 p.m. on Tuesday. Police. All right, you want police me? I can do more. Right.
Police say a 60-year-old woman was leaving the supermarket. Well, I was looking. I thought I might have a sound or something for that, but I didn't. So I'm back with the program now.
You don't. You were looking for a sound of a man crying or a man attacking a woman,
knocking down. I thought I had like a cartoon slip and fall or something. But police say a 60-year-old woman was leaving the shopping. God damn it! See, you got me all upset.
What are you doing?
Police say a 60-year-old woman was leaving the supermarket. Yeah. When Lynch confronted her, upset that she left her shopping cart.
Then what happened?
Police say once the two started arguing, Lynch dropped his pants and mooned her. Then the woman allegedly took pictures of Lynch with his pants down. Then he allegedly shoved her to the ground because that makes everything better.
She's Lynch got is charged with spank bank now.
Lynch is charged with assault, third degree, and public lewdness. He has no criminal history in Baldwin County or the entire state of Alabama.
He must have just flown in that day.
And it doesn't even make sense. I mean, you left your shopping cart, so you're going to go and moon somebody. And it mentions nothing about drugs or alcohol. So I guess just out of the kindness of his heart, he decided to show his ass to her. And now he's got a mugshot. And yeah, he's bawling like a baby.
Do you have a Rouse? Do you have Rouse's markets? Rouse's in Virginia?
No, thankfully.
Interesting.
No pants required.
Do you have Piggly Wigglies down there?
We don't anywhere near me. I have heard of them only because I like to say Piggly Wiggly, but no, don't have any. Maybe south. You know, Virginia's kind of a weird thing up here in the northern part where I am. We don't really have a lot of things that have the words Piggly or Wiggly in them. But if you go south, I'm sure you'll run into one.
They have them in Myrtle Beach. They're probably all going to get obliterated by a hurricane, but they do have those. I went in one once, and I'm all set now.
You didn't buy anything?
I don't know. I think I was just looking for like a couple of grocery items while we were down there. But they put so Walmart is making these kind of like little like markets. Might be a home market. Home. I don't know if you've seen these. There's one like a 2-minute drive from the condo, so that's where we go. I hope it's still there when we go. By the way, we're not recording the week of Thanksgiving because I'll be in Myrtle Beach.
Well, yeah, so, repairing, unboarding the windows.
No, I think it'll be fine. They're 9 stories up, so.
Yeah, it's fine. The water doesn't go that high. Our next story takes us to Florida, where we like to visit from time to time. And a Florida couple built a drive-through window at their mobile home to sell drugs, according to police.
Genius.
A Florida couple was arrested last week after they were caught allegedly selling drugs out of a drive-through window they had constructed out of the side of their mobile home.
Love it. Good idea.
William Parrish Jr. and Mackenzie Dobbs, she's a little bit hot, in Florida, were arrested on August 23rd after investigators raided their mobile home following reports of 4 drug overdoses in the area.
Am I reading now?
Yeah, it's your turn.
Oh, okay. She's not bad.
Yeah.
I don't know. You think they got caught because they tried to sign up for like DoorDash or Grubhub or something like that?
Right. Well, no, they've got the little picture in the window. They've got the close sign. We'll return 7.
That's amazing.
I bet you it's 7 p.m., not 7 a.m.
Ocala police said the couple had turned a kitchen window into a drive-thru so customers would not have to constantly enter and exit their home, potentially drawing unwanted attention. The house had signs directing people there to drive and indicated whether it was open or closed, police said. I wonder if they were on Yelp. We were seeing some overdose incidents that were happening in this particular area, specifically at this particular location, said Ocala police to Captain Stephen Cubby. There were some heroin sales that were going on there. Subsequently, through the investigation, we were able to determine that the product was laced with fentanyl. Oh, perfect.
That's good. Well, you know, the good thing is that they're behind bars now, and hopefully the overdoses have gone down. I know it's a problem. I heard a lot of it in Ohio, but I guess it does make its way to Florida as well.
Everything makes its way to Florida eventually, Robert. It is the junkyard of America. It all ends up down there. Oh, boy.
Now, have you ever given anybody a wet willy? Do they have those in Michigan?
Like today? Do they have those? Yes. They have wet willies in Michigan. Well, and I have. I mean, it's been some years since I've given somebody a wet willy.
Not recently?
I'm going to give Kelly one right now when we're done recording.
Well, you be careful. If you read this next story, you'll find out why.
Oh, boy. And this one is Florida man's back at it again. And this time he was arrested after he allegedly gave his girlfriend a wet willy, an affidavit, a legal document says. A man in St. Lucie County, Lucie County, Florida, was arrested after allegedly gave his girlfriend.
Oh, my God.
God dang it.
This is Fox News, too, so you know it's real.
It's a real news publication. A man in St. Lucie, I'm just going to read it as is, as I do. A man in St. Lucie, Florida.
All right,
A man in St. Lucie County, Florida, was arrested after allegedly gave his girlfriend a wet willy while he was belligerent, an affidavit says. A local sheriff's deputy was called to the home of 47-year-old Joseph Sarecki in mid-August. The man's girlfriend claimed that she found Sarecki drunk on the living room floor after she returned home from work.
According to the affidavit reviewed by the Treasure Coast newspapers, Sarecki was... Sarecki went into his girlfriend, who has not been identified, and her daughter to a different person's home. I totally botched that one. According to an affidavit reviewed by the Treasure Coast newspapers, Sarecki, God
damn. Oh, boy.
Sarecki went with his girlfriend, who has not been identified, and her daughter to a different person's home. Then Sarecki continued to drink and be belligerent, kind of like us. And on the way home, he allegedly grabbed his girlfriend's hand, pulled her arm, and continued by giving her a wet willy, sticking his finger in her ear, the affidavit says, according to the newspaper. The daughter, whose identity is unclear at this time because she has multiple that are unnamed, confirmed her mother's account. According to inmate records, Sarecki was arrested on a battery charge and declined to give a written statement because he said he was drunk, or he wasn't drunk.
I think it's funny when people are arrested on a battery charge.
I'm not drunk.
His battery got to zero. He hadn't charged it, so they arrested him. Oh, good Sarecki.
He had to have something else going on. I mean, he had to be drunk. He had to have something that said, hey, I need to be arrested for this. Because on the surface, a wet willy is not something that seems like assault. But I guess maybe in some, you know, unwanted or whatever it is, there's probably some legal thing in there that says that you're not allowed to do it. You keep your hands to yourself.
Lots of things that built up to that moment. And it just, that's just the thing that just like threw her over the fence. And that's why he's spending I think they said he's spending life imprisonment without the possibility of parole. He took a plea deal to avoid the death penalty.
Oh, no.
It doesn't say that in there, by the way. I just made that all up. Today, I sit down, and we had some manwich left over in the fridge.
Oh, I love manwich.
I do.
Now, do you do the open face or the closed face?
I switch between. Today, I chose closed face. And so
stupid.
Shut up. And so I decided we had these kind of smaller hamburger buns. So I'm like, you know, I'm going to make two of these fuckers. Did. I got a podcast to record. So I sit there and I take the rest of it and I put it in a bowl, throw it in the microwave, heat it up. Then I add it to the sandwich. I put cheese on it too. It's a little added.
I've never bonus. Done that. What? Oh, hold on. You can't just say you put cheese on it. There's got to be a specific type of cheese and a specific presentation of the cheese. Is it sliced? Is the slice too big to fit on the bun?
See, you're not going to like my answer for today because I was feeling lazy, so I just put cheese slices on it. But
the kinds you have to take. No, American
with
cheese,
the wrappers.
Garbage.
But I do. Use cheddar,
right?
I would
shredded
use cheddar
because I mean it's kind of
you can just shred it, or if it's hot enough, I mean it'll melt anyway. So I'll take. We have like black cheddar, and I'll slice a couple thin slices and put that on there. Today I just went, but it has nothing.
Now
to
use a knife for a cheese slicer, the one with the roller and the little piece of wire.
We don't have one of those. I got skills.
They don't have those in Michigan.
I can slice. God damn it, Robert. But listen to my story.
Okay.
So we sit down and Kelly's looking. She sees I have my two sandwiches. And she looks, she goes, enjoy your sandwiches. And I say,
okay.
Oh, okay. Yeah, sure.
I will.
And then I hear she goes over to the sink then. And I just hear her laugh to herself. And I'm just like, oh, no. I think my response was, what was that supposed to mean? And then so she goes over there. I hear her laugh to herself. And I'm like, what the heck? So then I confront her. What's
with
the problem
willy?
Here? Yeah, I gave her a wet willy. I do that. I do that anyway, just on a daily basis.
And then I mooned her.
And so I went out and I'm like, what's the deal? And so she says, apparently she wanted to have some of the manwich. This girl hardly ever eats leftovers. I seriously didn't think it was an issue. Well... I feel like I just have like a something.
There's a spider on
me. I'm in a basement. I want to be surprised.
It's probably a bug in your shirt. You'll find it in the morning.
Kind of freaked me out.
It's not a spider. Don't worry.
Yeah,
I didn't see it.
Robert, it was a spider, and now it's a brown recluse. It's gonna kill me now. It's a fucking Black Widow.
I didn't see it lower itself down into your shirt or anything.
Anyway.
And not warn you.
Something lit. Seriously, something. Anyway, so.
Next time you'll respond to my text messages, goddammit.
Oh, my God.
Then freaked I'd warn out. You. I sent you a text that there was a brown recluse about to land on your head, but you didn't respond.
Hey, I have my phone on Do Not Disturb. So anyway, so let me finish the story. So she says, I'm sorry. She says, I kind of wanted some of the man witch. And I said, well, why did you laugh though? And it's because I shit in it. This is what happened. I made two man witches, sandwiches, and then there was still a bunch of the meat left in the bowl, but I didn't think anybody would want it, so I threw it in the sink and just filled it with water. So after being pissed at me for eating the rest of the man witch, she walks over and I've just wasted the rest of the meat. So she had cereal for dinner.
Oh no.
Anyway, I just thought that was funny. Did we finish the story or not? Oh yeah,
I think so.
Yeah, that's right. He actually they're giving him the gas chamber. They don't do gas chambers for people willies. Who get people wet willies.
No, but they will give it to this guy, and he's also in Florida.
Oh man, Florida's busy as always.
Yeah, I got a burp though. There we go. A naked Florida man starts a house fire while baking cookies on his George Foreman grill.
Swear to God, it was a spider. What the fuck is it? Freaks me out. I don't mind him as long as I can see him.
I don't mind if he's down in my shirt. Responding to a house fire last week, Knoxville police officers and firefighters encountered an odd sight. When firefighters got to the home around 5:30 p.m., they could see smoke coming from inside. A naked man opened the door and said, I'm sorry, and closed the door. Police officers arrived shortly after to assist. Man came to the door again, left it open, and went back into the house. According to the offense report from the police department, the man showed no signs of understanding the danger he was in. There were several things on fire inside the home, including some towels.
An officer detained the man and removed him from the house for his own safety. Firefighters said that if he had stayed in the home much longer, he could have possibly died from smoke inhalation. In the report, an officer said that he and another officer were in the house for about 5 minutes and had a hard time breathing. Firefighters went inside with oxygen masks to remove the burning items. The man admitted to drinking 2 liters of vodka.
Holy shit. Oh,
and smoking marijuana. Starting around 9 a.m.
Oh, no.
9 a.m. He was examined at the scene. When I'm drunk, though, I really want some cookies. And I can only imagine drinking and also smoking marijuana. I mean, he probably really wanted some cookies. He was examined at the scene and had no life-threatening injuries. I don't think you can use a George Foreman grill. Who grills cookies? The report said. He refused further medical treatment based on the fire. I feel like it's still on me. This fucking spider. Based on the fire department's investigation, the man allegedly tried baking cookies on a George Foreman grill, which he left unattended. The grill and cookies caught fire, so he put dried towels on top of the grill. Those caught fire too, causing the fire to spread. Nice now, Florida.
When Kelly bakes your brownies, does she bake them in the George Foreman grill?
We don't own a George Foreman grill. I do have an indoor grill. We don't use it for cookies.
Easy bake grill.
Did you ever get a new microwave?
No, that's just still broke, but don't tell Melissa because I got to buy a fucking whatever you call it. I got to buy super glue to fix it.
I won't. I won't tell her. Okay, what is this? This fucking next page wants me to...
No, I gotta whitelist it.
This is ridiculous. Oh, wait, no. I figured. Fine.
Well, sometimes I just get to where I just want, and then you scroll on this one. It's got this big magic tentacle across the top.
How do I whitelist it, though? Enabled on the site, disabled on the site.
There you go.
There you go. Fucking whore.
This one's not in Florida, at least.
I already enabled it, you slut.
Well, sometimes you got to refresh after you do that.
All right, I got it. I didn't want to tell people the story. They're forcing me to show ads. My Magic MV Magic Valley MagicValley.com. It's a stupid. No,
don't tell anybody.
Anyway, okay, sorry.
I'm not offering. Is it my extra advertising?
Do I do the? Am I doing the headline? Am I doing
the headline? This is yours.
Oh, this is in Idaho. Idaho. Yeah. I don't think we've done Idaho before on the show.
I've never been there.
Man, neither have I. I don't think they don't have people there. Mostly just cows and horses.
It's right next to you, though. That's next to Michigan. You can probably get there at lunch.
It's as close to Michigan as Alabama is to Virginia. Police say...
Now, does Idaho have cheese cutters?
I don't know. They don't have George Foreman grills, though, so I don't want to go. A man broke in a house, used the shower, ate steak... left with irrigation pipes. I don't think we even really need to say the story. There it is. Boom.
Every now and then we have some good thief stories, and this is one of them.
All that happened. So we're going to Twin Falls.
Yep.
A Twin Falls man is accused of breaking into stranger's house to take a shower, eat a steak, and steal irrigation pipes and wiring from the walls. Isaac Douglas Brewer, 44, was arraigned Tuesday on counts of burglary and grand theft. A man living on China Creek Road in Twin Falls County, you know where that is, right? Called police Friday morning to report that a stranger had stolen irrigation pipes and wiring from his home, according to an affidavit. The victim said he came home that day to find Brewer loading pipes into his truck. When he confronted Brewer and asked what he was doing, the victim told police. Brewer said that a man named Dean told him he could take damaged pipes from the property. Fucking Dean. The victim said he told Brewer that the owner of the property wasn't named Dean and that none of the pipes were damaged. The victim then noticed the door of his house was open. He told police when he went inside, his cupboards were open and empty. And mattresses, tools, and wiring were missing.
The man said he also noticed that a shower had been recently used and a T-bone steak had been removed from the fridge, which is an official word for refrigerator here in MagicValley.com. The man said he also noticed the shower had been used recently and a T-bone steak had been removed from the fridge, thawed on the counter, and eaten.
Did he eat it raw?
Well, I don't know. And how did he know unless it had like that pink blood stuff maybe was still on the counter?
He would have made it on the George Foreman grill, but he had already stolen it.
Well, the towels
were already burned. In his truck.
Yeah. When he went back outside, the victim said he saw Brewer driving off. Police found Brewer in his truck with the pipes and wiring 8 miles away from the house, according to the affidavit. You see that movie 8 Mile, right? When questioned, Brewer said he had talked to a man named Dean the night before. He said he owned the property and told Brewer he was welcome to take the pipes for scrap. He told police the house doors were open when he got there that morning, but he had never went inside. Damaged pipes were estimated to be worth $2,000, police said. The house's resident later found the mattresses and tools piled up in the yard.
Actually, $2,100.
Yeah, same thing. $100 among friends is tax.
Your old eyes probably just didn't see the one.
Nah, I chose to ignore
it. $2 million. $21 trillion.
Shut the fuck up, Robert.
Brewer was jailed on $200. No, see? You got me all upset.
Numbers are hard.
$25,000.
Robert killing mouses.
$25,000 bond.
A preliminary hearing
is scheduled for tomorrow, September 14th, or 2 days ago after you listened to this. Yeah.
Alexa, how many pesos is $25,000?
$25,000 is 470,817 Mexican pesos and 50 centavos.
Oh, no. See,
Some tapos.
Pesos, not Mexican pesos. Wow.
By the way, I have seen 8 Mile, and you know it's based out of Detroit, Michigan.
Yeah.
Yeah. I try not to go south of 8 Mile. Like, you can, but you just got to keep going until you're downtown. You don't stop just south of 8 Mile. You keep driving till you're downtown where the tall buildings and all the ballparks and venues are, and then in restaurants, and then you're all right.
Well, good.
There's a lot of hipsters downtown, but not so many hipsters just south of 8 Mile.
Are you drinking your Oberon?
Yeah, I'm almost through my Oberon here. So good news.
My second cherry cordial.
Oh wow, you're really digging the cherries. We've popped a couple of cherries tonight.
That's good.
The Bobs love to pop cherries.
They do. Now, where does this last story take us?
The last story takes us to Connecticut.
Yeah. Connecticut. Now, I saw this one on the news, actually.
I did.
And Melissa was laughing about it, and she was trying to figure out how this could actually happen. And I said, as luck would have it, it is going to be featured on the Two Bobs, and I had it on my list before the news even showed it.
That's crazy. Well, a woman in Connecticut was hospitalized.
Oh, no.
After lighting dynamite rather than a candle. I mean, it's terrible. It's terribly hilarious.
Life-threatening.
Oh, there's a video. Let me look at the video real quick. Let's see here.
Okay.
New information.
Oh, no. New information was it really was dynamite. And it wasn't just a little candle that exploded.
Oh, boy. She may lose several fingers. That sucks. What's that?
Oh, I see myself.
I'm sharing my whole screen.
But it's delayed. Like, I can move, and then it doesn't move. It's making me kind of a little bit sick to my stomach.
What's this? There's all these new things on the new on the new Skype. What's that? What can I be sad?
I don't use the new Skype. I have the old one still.
Can you see the emoji crying with laughter?
No, I haven't updated.
Thumbs up.
I'm still on the old one. I'm still back on version like 7 from 2017. This is an old version, but they're going to lock me out soon. They're going to force me to upgrade to that new bubbly crap that you're using.
Yeah, I'm not a big fan of the new one.
No.
Oh, that's too bad. Anyway.
Back to our story.
This is a serious story.
It is serious.
Let's walk through this. So,
okay, tell me.
A 30-year-old Connecticut woman severely injured her hand and her face when she lit a quarter stick of dynamite that she mistook for a candle after thunderstorms knocked out power Thursday night. Police say the woman was injured. I'm sorry. People getting hurt is not funny, but this is kind of funny.
Wile E. Coyote kind of.
Yeah, God. Is it TNT on the side of it? Is it Acme? Was that an Acme stick of dynamite?
And she's holding it. And then did she look at the camera real quick before it exploded?
Police say the woman was injured around 9:20 p.m. at the family's Lindley Street home in Bridgeport, and her husband and two children were home when the horrific accident happened. Police have investigated and said the family had intended to buy emergency lighting from Home Depot, but the store was closed, according to the police. Then they remembered seeing something in the basement that they thought were candles. The family bought the home 2 years ago, and the previous residents or owners had left them behind, according to police.
I thought they were going to go to like a drive-thru in the mobile home park and buy some candles.
They went through a drive-thru and somebody...
Hey, you got it?
Oh, boy.
Got any candles in there?
When the mother tried to light one of the devices...
Oh, no.
She suffered extreme injuries to one of her hands and might have lost several fingers, police said.
Rat.
She also suffered serious facial injuries. Those facial industries. Injuries. That's the word. Injuries. Oh boy. I think you should go. You should go next.
I'll bring it home.
Take us home, Bob Kilimowski.
Robert Kilimowski.
She was taken to the Bridgeport Hospital, then transferred to Yale New Haven Hospital, where she is being treated No one else was home. No one else in the home was injured. State police, the state fire marshal, the state police bomb squad, Bridgeport police officers, and firefighters, and the staff from the city's fire marshal offices responded to the house and evacuated houses on either side of the victim's home as a precaution.
Wow.
Investigators searched the property and found another device in the home, according to police. Yeah, they did. The Bridgeport Fire Department and Connecticut State Police removed it and later detonated and disposed of it. While it is against the law to buy dynamite or fireworks or firecrackers in Connecticut, Bridgeport Police will not be pressing any charges because it appears that the residents did not know there were explosive devices in their homes. And that's that. Wow. Mr. Cockiness was a little bit aggressive there.
Oh, man. Some of the comments are kind of funny on this one. Never light anything that has Acme printed on the side. While E wanted for questioning.
See? Sue the previous owners. There's no proof the previous owners did it. These people could be lying to protect themselves and blaming the previous owners.
This one here says, start now making easy coins online at home. Start making greater $500 each day by way of working online at home. I've obtained 18,528 ultimate month from this clean home-based totally task. This process is really wonderful and offers me extraordinary component time profits each day. Anybody can now make extra earnings online easily by way of simply follow instructions in this below given site. Perfect.
I need a little bit of component time every day too.
You gotta make time for your components. In running for this year's Darwin Awards, this person says.
Oh, man. That's good shit. Oh, well, we bounced around the country a little bit here. We went to Alabama. We went right next door to Florida, all the way up to Idaho, and then across back to Connecticut. So we tried to spread it around a little bit this week.
Yeah, we did a little tour.
A lot of Florida, but just so happens that Florida tends to have a lot of this stuff. And then, you know, the drug stuff is not that fun these days because there's a lot of problems with that. But at the same time, you got some people like these folks down there that decided to set up a shop and hang their shingle out in the way of a drive through.
If I can get pizza there, I'll go buy some drugs.
That's right. If you have frozen pizza, they'll slide it out. They'll hand it to you right in the DiGiorno box.
Well, that's true.
They don't give a shit.
As long as there's still DiGiorno in there and it's pre-cooked and it's not mushy, I'll be okay with it. You got to cook DiGiorno for like an hour to make it taste good, though.
Yeah. You got to drag it. I like to keep a bottle of blue cheese dressing in the refrigerator. And I like to drag my pizza through that.
What do you mean by drag it through it?
Well, I put it on a thing and I don't like dip it. I just kind of drag it through and eat it. Because I got a big bite. You know, you can't dip. Dip's not enough.
Do you like blue cheese?
I do like blue cheese. Better than ranch. Ranch is the Pepsi of dressings.
Do you like blue cheese itself or just the dressing, though?
No, the dressing.
I like blue cheese, too. I had some.
Yeah. The chunky kind. I like to bite into those big old chunks.
I had some buffalo chicken pizza with blue cheese on it. It's pretty good.
I had some buffalo wings over the weekend to celebrate the start of the football season, and I was so full, and my bidet got a lot of work the next day, I'll tell you that much.
Good. Yeah, make that, you know, it's got to make earn its keep. I don't know. It was fucking free. I don't know. Anyway, I got to go get upstairs and get the spider off me.
I'll send you a video. That's episode 76, and I've got a couple show titles written down here, so I'll surprise you.
Perfect. You know I like surprises.
I do. We'll see you next week.
See ya.
Bye.
The preceding show is brought to you with joy by the two Bobs. No words of their own, not of anybody else in the world, because nobody else would fucking own up to this shit. And you can subscribe to our podcast or just go to the fucking twobobs.com, stop being a little bitch, and just own up and do it.
All right, well, you go up and get some more manwich, and
we can't. I threw it all away.
It's soaking.
I poured it out into the sink right in front of her. Oh, you want some of this manwich? Suck on that. You can eat it out of the sink then. Enjoy.
Yeah, why don't you eat that Special K over there?
Yeah, enjoy your life cereal. Whatever you're eating.
Well, oh, that's boy. Like our the Target brand. We got the life up there, LiveWise.
That's fucking stupid. And you give me shit for using cheese slices on Manwich.
That's all right.
Well, that was like
All right, well, I'm going to have Manwich this weekend just because now.
Enjoy. Good. You'll be better off for it.
I'll send you a picture. All right. I'll send Kelly a picture.
Perfect.
All right, bye.
Bye.